Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Stan Pappy. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Julio Cruz. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Simpson. Batting third. The third baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting fourth. The DH, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Pachyuk. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Gray. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Naran. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Parrott. And now, play ball. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Pachyuk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gray. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson. Summers reaches second base with a double. Hebner scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field. Pachyuk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pachyuk. Summers scores. Parrish moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parrott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gray. Pappy reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pappy moves to third. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner juggles the ball. That's an error on Hebner. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pappy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Paciorek. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gray. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trammell moves to third. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kemp. The throw from Naren and he is safe. Kemp steals second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall bunts towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randall for the out. Two outs. Jerry Naren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gray. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pappy bunts between the mound and first base. Parrott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pappy for the out. Cowens moves to third. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cruz for the out. One out. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 1 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zisk moves to second. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran is 0 for 1 in the game. Naran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Meyer moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Kevin Saucier now pitching. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 2 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pappy strikes out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shane Raleigh now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Naran and he is safe. Whitaker steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive towards short. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Pachyorek hits a line drive towards third. Pappy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gray hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 2 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Henderson pinch hits for Jerry Naran. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Randle moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Randle moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 3 in the game. Cruz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Bulling now catching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakti scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Edler pinch hits for Joe Simpson. Dave Edler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edler is called out on strikes. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pappy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Edler now playing third base. Dan Meyer now playing center field. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Patchy Oryk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Edler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Meyer chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Cruz. Cruz fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Cruz. Whitaker moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-4 in the game. Gibson bunts towards the mound. Raleigh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitaker scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Meyer. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Gibson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Rick Leach now playing first base. Bruce Bhakti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti is 0-for-3 in the game. Bhakti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bhakti for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-3 in the game. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pappy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pappy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Seattle Mariners, 3. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.